From the middle of camp, you consider the prospects for relaxation. They are few and far between. This, at least, is a reminder that there are some pieces of civilization, even out here in a wasteland full of sex-crazed creatures. What is this? Why, your appointment today. It isn't difficult to book an appointment at Lop's little collective in Taladra. Anyone who wants to be there surely wants customers. Booking it was a simple affair. Granted, you aren't completely sure what you're in for. It just said succubus course on Karen's menu. This was among other things like shark girl course, anemone girl course. This one is specifically for those with cocks, however, so it should at least be enjoyable. This kind of sexual fun is a good way to let off steam, and to avoid being caught far too aroused and unawares out in the wilderness. The healthy venting of your urges is the only way to stay safe. So, focusing your mind on the city of Taladra, you set out from camp, finding your way slowly to the shifting warm sands of the desert, and from there to the walled city, through the white gates, down to the building near the bar, which is no longer under construction and is now in very fine shape. Inside, you find that cool blue space, sterile and comfortable. You walk off down the left-hand hallway, finding the room you're supposed to be in. You're nodded through by the wolf girl at the desk, who ticks you off in the schedule. And you open the door. Inside is a bed. A comfortable, waist-height bed. The type for massage or medical treatments. There's a covered table next to it. And then a wooden one on the other side. The latter table has a small, steaming mug and a folded card propped upright, signed with a little heart, and the words, "Drink this and relax," in flowing script. Sliding your hands out, picking up the drink, it smells faintly like cinnamon. When it slides past your lips, there's barely any sensation, let alone a strong taste. And then, comfortably, the glass empty in no time at all, you set it down and seat yourself on the bed, lying back, eyes closed, slowly. You feel a sense of change in the air. Your closed eyes seem to open, even if your physical exterior ones remain closed. And you see, standing above you, the grinning figure, a woman, her long brown hair tousled out around her face in a mane, her eyes boring into you, her skin a faint red, almost rose, her eyes pure black, boring into you and into yours. A tongue, long, snake-like, prehensile, plays along her lips, leaving them moist and glistening when it has passed. Your eyes move a little lower. She is clothed, a tight, black, leather bra, barely anything at all, tight around her breasts with a gold brooch in the middle. Just a simple diadem. Something round and shining, which almost draws you in. But then your eyes rove lower and you see she's wearing a tight black thong. Nothing left to the imagination as it slips between exposed lips. She turns slightly and you see the long, also reddish, prehensile tail, like a tendril, with a round cylindrical tip slightly wider than the rest of it. It looks as if it's demonic in nature, but her form is distinctly human. There are two small red horns protruding from that mass of hair, and her body glistens as though oiled. Her long, well-articulated fingers gloves are ungloved, although you can see that she was wearing some before, and she has set them aside already on a small table. The table in question contains a variety of instruments, and other than the comfortable waist height, well, waist height to her, bed you are lying on, the room contains only you, she, the table, and an assortment of devices, from nipple clamps to what looks like a milking device for sliding around someone's cock. But she does not reach for any of these. There is a real delight in her eyes when she sees you checking the table. She slides her fingers across your stomach. The nails are cut very short, presumably because she works with her hands all day. You are unbound. However, the moment the thought to move your arms or legs enters your mind, a profound lethargy steals over you. You have the sense you ought to stay right where you are. This is only emphasized further when her fingers lazily wrap around your cock. Something flows from her into you, a hot energy, a palpable desire. You notice her palm is slightly moist, some kind of oil. Whatever it is, your throbbing and now rigid length is pointing toward your belly button in no time. She giggles. And begins squeezing the tissue deeply, working the oil into it. This also results in drops of pre-cum, perhaps even despite your will, oozing from the tip of your cock, pooling on your stomach. You see her descend. You feel her hair brush over your balls and shaft as she licks up the fluid. Her long, mobile tongue swirls out to capture the preparatory liquid. She places a single hot kiss on the tip of your cock on the way back up. Though part of the move is obscured from your view, the hotness of her breath resonating down your rigid member is not lost on you. And she then takes that long tongue, serpentine, prehensile, and runs it along the underside of your dick, terminating at the muscle at the bottom. She then stands once more, no longer bending over you, the hot liquid contact of her tongue against your shaft absent. You see her slightly pointed incisors, the little demonic grin she flashes you. Her cleavage captivates, the tight black leather covering raising her breasts. Her nipples are visible because of how pointed they have become, and moisture is overflowing her panties. She is clearly enjoying this as much as you are going to. Placing both hands behind her head, in her hair, and brushing it out with her fingertips into a wilder mane, she still refrains from speaking. The red-skinned woman rolls her hips forward and back, a drop or two of her arousal falling to the floor. Drip, drip. The scent of her body is heavenly as she moves, perhaps a perfume, though incense is a better word, a heady spice that takes your thoughts away with it. You focus on the swirl of the faint sourceless light in this space as it lands upon the black shiny material of her bra. Then her hands leave her hair. She holds one hand up in front of your face, with three fingers held aloft. She moves to one side, making sure you can see that signal, as well as her other hand, which has slid between her breasts, slowly undoing the golden clasp that is holding the bra closed. She lowers one finger, and you see her deftly undo the clasp with her hand. But she holds the bra closed. She lowers a second finger. Your cock jumps. Consciously or subconsciously, you need it. You want to see. She lowers the third finger and the bra falls to the floor with a faint rustling sound, exposing her dark maroon nipples on the red flesh. Each nipple is very long, though the areolae are not large. The tips of these nipples are rock hard, showing her arousal once more. Feel free to try to come. It will make no difference. The ointment will ensure that even if your cock would normally spurt and become limp and loose and useless, your brain will prevent coming, keeping you usable. It will still feel the orgasm, though. It'll keep lighting up. You'll be convinced that you just climaxed. Or climaxed a second time. A third time. You did order the full package, after all. You will be unable to come until the right time. Until I finally allow it. Her voice is a throaty purr of desire. And now her breasts are exposed. As if oiled, they glisten in the light. You are drawn to inspect the patterns of dappled luminescence sliding across them, and particularly the way these patterns shift. Without meaning to, you are obsessing over her now exposed breasts. You can see her eyes fixed on your cock in concentration, too, and your limbs become heavier. Every part of you becomes heavier, except your cock, which by now is so aroused, so excited it is pointing straight up. The muscles under it are taut, wanting to please her, wanting to entice her. Precum flows freely. Yes. She takes one breast in each of her hands and presses them together, emphasizing their firmness, their shining draw. And you try to find her nipples, only to feel your eyes glazing over. You will come again and again into blank uselessness, past the point of sensitivity, into the hell of my touch and caress, until you are only fit to drool and rut and want. And then when I have you like that, I will show you the way for you to orgasm, and you will beg for it in your mind, and I will hear it, and eventually may grant you release. A studied movement of her breasts, rotating them in circles, her hands beneath them, framing them. She releases them, and they bounce and jiggle unnaturally before settling, turning to the side, facing away from your head, so you can look down and see her magnificent rear, with the string of the thong covering little at all. Then, facing away so you cannot see her eyes, her lips, or her breasts, just her smooth red back, fall of brown hair, and perfect backside. She wraps her hand around your shaft. She begins to pump in earnest again and again. Her other hand is on your balls, squeezing them, not nearly pent up enough. Not enough at all. She clicks her tongue. She's just using her thumb and forefinger to move your cock, so she's making the minimum amount of contact with you while still milking out the maximum amount of fluid. When precum oozes down, it hits her fingers and gets used alongside her special massage oil to lubricate the movements. They become slicker, faster. An obscene sound fills the room, like some kind of sexual metronome which is punctuated at either end of the beat by pleasure. Your butt tensing, your hips shuddering, your mind racing. But it is as she says, even if your mind is convinced you should come, that you are coming, it will be impossible to truly climax until she commands it. Instead, your mind will just be washed away by the sensation. You're aware of this. You're always just a little bit short of truly coming, even if the pleasure is as great as orgasm normally would be. The horizon is getting further away, so you will never cross it. Up and down her fingers move. The fondling of your balls never ceases as she cups them in her hand and begins massaging the flesh at the base of your shaft, the back of the muscle. She moves until both hands are around your cock now, one at the top, one at the bottom. Lubricated with her special medicine and your own precum, she begins moving her hands, turning them left and right to massage better. She has one right at the base of your shaft, and one right at the head. She then moves her closed hands, now using all five fingers of each, up and down, but she moves them at different tempos, so the bottom of your shaft is being pulled lightly downward, even when the ridge at the head of your penis is rubbed smoothly. The flesh is being treated carefully. She drums her fingertips on your cock. Her nails out of the way so you can feel the smooth heat of her finger pads pattering a vibration-like sensation into you. It feels incredible. Your spine tingling. She watches you with a grin, showing her enjoyment of your rising desire to come. We have not yet begun our play. From her hands working you, something is seeping in. It's as if there was a storage space inside of you for all the pleasurable sensations caused by her constant stroking, and it is filling you up, preparing to burst forth. But when it does, the pleasure will be unable to flow out of you. You just know you'll be unable to come. Instead, all the stroking will send resonating sparks throughout your body, which will begin to fill a second room in your mind to bursting, then a third, leaving you an empty receptacle. Empty receptacle. Your thoughts traveling. So you can think of pleasure instead of anything else. A twitching, all-consuming type of pleasure. Which leaves you drooling and twitching. Under her deft touch. But suddenly that touch ceases. Her fingers withdraw. Her hands leave your cock. And a sound like a whimper moves through your mind. Did you make it out loud? No matter. Your shaft is rigid and glistening, deprived and left open in the cold air. It appears lustful and obscene when you look down and survey its wet openness. She, meanwhile, is still dripping and aroused, her juices painting thin trails down the red skin from between her legs. She drags her right index finger over her thighs, gathering up her fluids. She then palms them, sliding them into the palm of her hand. You still find that willing your limbs to move leaves you drowsy and hazy. But your throbbing shaft is cool and exposed, which just makes it twitch harder. She brings her finger, which still has the medicine and your pre-cum, now mingled with her juices, to her lip. She holds that finger a full 3 inches from her mouth. She then lets her long, prehensile tongue extend, curling around her own digit like a constrictor curling around its prey. She licks and sucks with a dirty smacking sound before withdrawing her tongue from her finger and back into her mouth. Her voice is a hissing purr. Want that tongue on you? Well, it won't be worth it unless you really need it first. Before you feel this tongue, there are other things you must feel. She lays her index finger on top of your upstanding cock and flicks it briefly. It springs down and then up, bouncing, the muscles singing pleasure into your head right on the boundary between discomfort and massive orgasmic need. Her sensitizing oil makes it worse, and when she pulls her finger away, something keeps moving your cock. Left, right, up, down, stroking and jerking it as if in the echoes of her brief touch. It is moving without her touching it at all, as if your length had its own mind, moving the sheath of skin around the shaft up and down, making your drooling brain slide into oblivion from sheer desire for pleasure. The more diverse the sensations this feels, the more points of comparison you'll have to appreciate how truly sublime your final experience is. And oh, it will be. Now. She runs the hand, soaked in her juices and yours and the oil, between her high, firm breasts, parting them so she can get the lubricating mixture in between her shapely tits, The valley between them seems to grow in response, as if threatening to swallow the palm of her hand. She breathes deeply, and you see a darker red flush come into her cheeks with arousal. She almost seems to be breathing out steam with the internal heat, contrasted to the cool room. Your cock is still being jerked about by nothing but her focus, as if her eyes were stroking it by their force alone. But then it stops. Once more your shaft is deprived, left in the open, your head dribbling pre-cum into the open air, making you cooler, yet reducing your hardness not even one bit. It has ceased moving, but it is no less stimulated by the mere presence of her desire. And then, she bends at the waist. Her upper body is laying across your waist from the side, one breast sliding into either side of your shaft. You first feel her grip your cock, then she maneuvers it between them, resting in her cleavage. With minimal effort, you are encapsulated in a warm, lubricated prison. She presses her breasts together, and then you get your first inkling of their sheer heat and pleasurable texture. Isolated from the coolness of the room, as you look down, you can see no sign of your cock, only of the sides of her red breasts. The leaning succubus begins moving her body up and down enough to massage your cock. She varies the pressure, sometimes loose enough that you can only tentatively feel the supple flesh of the sides of her boobs, sometimes so tight that you fail to move an inch, even when you try to thrust your hips upward. She's just keeping you too tightly held. And that same wet smacking fills the room. The obscene sound of your pre-cum, her slathered juices, and the arousing aphrodisiac oil all merging. Her breasts are sticking to your shaft and your head. Her breasts are squeezing and grabbing as if they don't want to let go, so much so that when she moves her body upward, there's a delicious, almost vacuum feeling of suction between her breasts. They are large enough to press together on both sides of your member, so it's completely encircled in warm breast flesh, which has only a very slight give. She seems to be enjoying it. And then she lets the prison of her boob job slide apart. Once more you are cool and exposed. You see the tongue snake out of her mouth, but it does not touch your cock at all, not even to lick the dripping pre-cum from the head. She slides back and presses her breasts together, causing the cleavage in the middle to flatten one breast against the other. This lets her trace the tips, just the tips, of her nipples, both at the same time, from the top of your cock's head to the base of your shaft. You feel the tender hot sensation, gently from tip to bottom, and the smallness of the stimulation just makes it more erotic. Then, ravenously, she leans in and places her breasts to either side of you once more, encapsulating the seat of your pleasure between her perfect breasts. Up and down, there's that delicious suction. She seems unwilling to let you come between her breasts, though. She said you would know when it was time. She's ravenous. You would have blown your load a long time ago if she were not holding you back. She did say you would know when it was time, that she'd make sure you knew. She is unwilling to let you come here, so you'll just have to wait. When she begins moving, the delicious suction seems to threaten to send you over an edge, which is somehow still so far away. Up and down, she slides her slickened chest and holds you in the warm crevasse between her mammaries. She's pinching her own nipples, the pleasure pulsing into you as you're trapped in that hot space. Up and down, again and again, stroking you with her chest, giving an enthusiastic boob job. She opens her mouth and her long tongue hangs out. The tip vanishes down into her cleavage, that long, controllable tongue sliding to where you can feel it constricting the head of your cock, getting between the flesh of her breasts and the sensitive head. Now there is a hot, wet, drooling tongue around your tip. She can taste you. The tongue is an immensely strong muscle, and this one is no exception. Working up and down, back and forth, constantly stimulating, wonderfully so. Moving around, moving with hot wetness. An aching need begins to rise in you, and she is drawing it in and out between her breasts, jerking your cock from the head, pulling you while the rest of your rigidness is trapped between her tits. When the woman pulls away, leaving her sweat, your pre-cum, and that wonderful oil all over your cock, you see her tongue is still extended downward, entwined like a spiral around your length, the pink of her tongue moving, jerking you faster, and with more hot wetness than any hand could. The tip of her tongue teases the hole where your pre-cum is pouring viscously out, and then withdraws to lash lower down to the base. It licks your balls. Her mouth is hanging vacantly open, and she's clearly drooling with satisfaction. Her eyes are rolled back, but she is taking keen pleasure in the knowledge that you will not yet come. Then she swoops her mouth downward again, following the line of her tongue, and capturing all of you in her mouth with a smacking sound that fills the room. Suddenly your cock is being shoved into a tight mouth, a mouth she has sucked inward to create a vacuum, free of all air, fastened down to you. Her lips make a vacuum seal around your cock. Right at the base, and her tongue did not unfurl, so there is still a spiral of soft, wet, hot, muscular flesh milking you inside her already overwarm mouth. You can feel every breath, every lick, every lap, every shift, with such complete potency that the rest of your body falls away. There is only your cock, and her constant stimulation of it. Some people think of a blowjob as a submissive act, something done to serve you. This is not that. Suddenly her hands grip your thighs. She squeezes tightly, making you shudder and your hips jerk. She pushes her mouth further, curving her body and arching over you to make her throat straight, so your whole cock is hilted in her. She has her lips against the base of your shaft, one lip clenching on that back muscle of your rigidness. She is jerking you constantly with her tongue inside her mouth. You feel you must tip over the edge, yet cannot. It is not yet time. You know that instinctively. She begins bobbing her head then, up until just the head of your cock is between her lips, then down again until every inch is. When she pulls her face away on the upstroke, her tongue remains, so you can feel cool air between the spirals of its constriction upon your shaft, and see it obscenely decorating you like some cage or restraint. The truly relevant cage, however, is the one inside your head which throbs and picks away at your sense of self, until you quiver and become your cock. Nothing more, and nothing less. A person entirely defined by the pleasure being pushed into them via the shaft trapped in her prehensile tongue, moved into her wanton, vacuum-sealed mouth, made to shudder and shake and give forth fluid and moans for her enjoyment. At some time she will allow you to come. And now your whole existence is oriented toward that moment. That moment you know of with pinpoint accuracy. When is it? Well, it will come when she allows you to come. Never sooner. But nevertheless, your whole being bends toward the idea of coming as soon as possible, achieving release. But with that lethargy binding your limbs, there is little hope of that. Sliding up and down, the smacking lips, the tableau in your mind, where everything she does is spotlighted, allowing brief escape for your rigidness, then a progressively more hellish encapsulation between her sucking lips. The result is a moment of calm coolness, followed by a seething engulfment, and then the process repeats. Endless, memorable, something that will recur to your shuddering brain for a long time after this ends. If it ever ends. You might not be sure you want it to by this point. With a deep gasping breath, she releases her tongue from around your member. It is once more glistening, exposed, visible. Her eyes are dazed and dull. The juices dripping from her are more pronounced, forming trails from her slightly exposed lower lips, down her thighs, onto her legs, all the way to the floor. She refrains from touching herself, however, and focuses only on your torment, and the pleasure it grants. "So I did promise," she says, and her prehensile tail rises. You notice how it is a long cylinder, the same color as her body, but rather than end in a rose-colored spade shape, typical of succubi, this one's tip is a widened cylinder. It looks a bit like a masturbatory aid. There's a hole at the end, dripping with fluid. Inside you can see ribbed tendrils of flesh stirring. Another sexual organ for pleasing every inch of your cock. She moves it closer and you can see how she can tighten the inside. She groans as she does, however, suggesting that pleasure travels up her tail and into her brain, too. The tail moves as she wills it, sliding in front of your face to show you where your cock is going to be going, where you will be allowed to climax, becoming just another source of food for her, your cum and your energy sliding into her tail, making her happy and well-fed and horny too. It slides down your body, leaving a trail of sexual fluids, as the hole at the tip moves toward your slick cock. You feel the arousal that has been built in you all this time, stored in those rooms in your mind, waiting to burst out the front door and take your consciousness with it in a mind-blowing final climax. The tip of the tube descends, and it greedily widens and sucks on the very tip of your cock. There's a vacuum-like seal there. It puts her mouth to shame. But something else is being sucked out of you. If you were hard before, now you are rigid stone. Your cock could never possibly be anything but incredibly hard in the presence of that organ. Yes, her tail, a little shameful to not get to insert it into her pussy, maybe. But she's standing there groaning as if she's enjoying every second. Her look on you is proud and cold, but there's a thin stream of clear drool traveling from the corner of her mouth, and her eyes are rolled back in her head a little, although she manages to focus, and then slips the first full inch of your cock into her tail. You feel it passing a tight membrane as if you were pushing into the most grippingly perfectly shaped vaginal entrance imaginable. It conforms to you. You realize the inside, the many tendrils which are washing over just the head of your cock right now, can shape themselves to make a perfect receptacle for your cock, so they can better coax the pleasure out of you. I bet that by the time I'm done inserting, you'll have come. But the thing is, that tight ring of flesh will keep you hard even after I slide you all the way inside. So, by the time this tail has completely hugged your member, you're gonna come, your cock's gonna spurt for me, and I'm gonna eat it up. But then I'm gonna keep going. You might as well deserve a show if I'm gonna milk you dry. The girlish giggle is followed by her hands sliding to her hips. She hooks her index fingers into the string of her thong, and wasn't hiding much in the first place. The ribbed nodules of flesh move down. It slides a second inch in. The inside is hotter than her mouth. It is just at the upper limit of comfortable tolerance, and the ridges lick you in a maelstrom of wet, hot need. You see her knees shake. She groans palpably. You see her pull down that thong and reveal her pussy. Her red flesh is moist and glistening like a peach's nectar, but fluids run copiously from already parted lips into which she plunges two fingers, then a third. Her thumb is expertly placed on her clitoris, rubbing in rapid-fire circles. Every now and then her legs do shudder, and you know the feeling she gets from consuming your cock with her tail is the same as it would be if you were filling that sopping sex, except there's only 2 inches inside her tail, and you already feel like you're gonna blow. But you know what will happen. The moment your whole cock is swallowed, you will come. You will spurt into her tail, which will react, feeding her. You can already feel parts of your sense of self draining. Now you are that cock. You exist in there. You start to feel a strange admiration and desire for that suckling organ at the tip of her tail. You start to feel as if you are being entrained to it, dragged into it, as if it were orienting your thoughts to be positive toward it. So what might normally be considered a somewhat unsettlingly sexual extra organ, to you appears beautiful, so sleek and perfect, made for your cock. Her tail is sucking constantly at those 2 inches. Just the tip, but it's almost enough to make you come. The euphoria is rising in you. Pre-cum no longer has time to pool or settle on your cock before it is sucked away into the vacuum oblivion of that tightly sealed chamber. It moves further, swallowing more, and you hear a wet, obscene gasping. Something about the tail is sucking something else out of you, so all you can do is think about feeding more of yourself to it, letting it swallow your cock and then milk you for all you're worth. It's moving constantly and she's groaning. It takes a third inch inside. Having swallowed more of your length, it pulses up and down, as if it were being shaken up, down, again and again. It does not ever release even 1 inch to see the outside world. All the movement is internal. Her hand that is not manipulating her clit to periodic gushing orgasm is gripping one of her breasts. Her long tongue trails down and plays with her own nipples. As her tail begins pistoning up and down, the movement reminiscent of a machine, except it never completely swallows your cock. You beg in your mind. You want her to truly take it inside. The movement is calculated to make you come. She senses how close you are. You might as well have already come. I told you, the moment you get fully inserted, you'll come. You can't even stand a moment of being fully inside. Watch. And as you look down, the cylindrical end of her tail moves to completely swallow your cock. And when it hits the base, you come. The whole thing is inside. Tendrils are wrapping around it. Your head is being squeezed right under the ridge, being pushed up and down. The base of your cock just above your balls is being massaged in a way calculated to increase how hard your cum gushes. You come harder than you think you ever have. Your hips and thighs and legs, your knees shivering. You see her tail expand to swallow your load. You didn't think there was that much, but you're pleasing it, in some perverse corner of your mind. Pleasing the succubus girl's tail seems more important than anything else. You're not thinking about her, you're fetishizing that warm, hot, tight, milking tentacle, which is gradually squeezing it out of you. A wild thought invades your head. You would surely love to simply be milked dry by that tail every time you came. From now onward, it's like a machine for giving you the maximum pleasure possible. You can feel a tensing in your buttocks. You can feel your hips thrusting toward it. There's tingling in parts of you you never thought of as sexual before, as a hot flush floods you, and you come not just the once, but the tight, tight ring of muscle at the base of that sucking tail cylinder, that tendril of lust. It keeps you hard, locks you in. The tail begins to oscillate, moving in circles that leave wet, hot juice at the base. The feelings of wanting to submit to it intensify. It's like a vibration and it won't let go. Your buttocks clench, your hips are raised off of the bed, trying to bury yourself deeper. Come, come, come. It's part command coming from her, and part begging plea coming from you. She needs this, but you need to satisfy the demands of that wet-hot orifice that has given you pleasure. Whatever's dripping inside of it seems to be affecting your psyche, making you think that you should feel gratitude, admiration for that cylinder that's milking you dry, a euphoric feeling which installs in your head the desire to feel it more, whatever the requirement. Then you see the tail bulge, a second load. Oh God, it's spurting out of you. Your balls tight against your body, feeling empty now. It reacts by widening out, letting you paint the inside, mark it with your seed. Come for that expert squeezing and constant manipulation of an organ made for one thing. Just for this, extracting your fluids, your orgasms, your mind, marking it, you find yourself having the mad, wild desire to shape it to your cock only, to have her tail only ever swallow your cock, only ever be painted with your shaft's cum. Oh, the orgasms continue. It's a device for forcing them out of you, your energy being drained a little too. And in the darkness of the room, you feel your now limp cock slide out of the tail. You hear her pad wetly across the room. Aww. The click of the door and your now deprived cock stewing in her sexual juices. And you're left lying there. You move one finger to confirm that it is at least possible to move. And then you let yourself lie there catching your breath. There's a click at the door. The familiar olive-skinned bunny girl walks in. Your partner must have left it unlocked, as Lop walks over. Hi there. She left this at the desk for you. I hope you had a good time. She's one of our most requested practitioners, and no wonder. She looks a little bashful and looks down, a blush entering her cheeks. She holds out a card. On it is written, "See you again soon," and the same little heart from before. She's shy about what she really looks like, so she'll probably want to see you for one of the courses again. Still, she must like you. She doesn't always leave a note. Usually she's just gone. We don't really know where she's from or what she looks like without some kind of transformation. Still, I'm glad you enjoyed things. She looks down at the puddle of juices on the floor. And so did she. Bye. The bunny girl turns and, with a saucy wink on her way out, departs finally, leaving you alone with your thoughts, to gather yourself, and proceed out of the complex, slowly winding your way down the path, and back toward your camp. Eventually, you leave the city. Move through the short walk from the outskirts to the edge of the desert. Then you think of home. And in no time at all, you're standing once more in the measured safety of your home camp, wondering what to do next. Or perhaps, when you'll go see her again.